Welcome to the first day of the Paraflows conference. And of course, we are 30 minutes late. It's a media art festival, you know, that's why technology never works. But we made it happen. By the way, that's a good thing to remind you that the conference will not stop on Sunday, because on Monday at MetaLab, the Hack Lab in Vienna, we'll have a panel conversation about the failure of technology. So that's actually perfect for the opening, half an hour late, nothing works, we can't record it, the stream doesn't work, but now it's all working, we record it, it will be online as an MP3 file, and it's we have a stream going on, so that's all perfect now. So let's go to, let's talk about what we actually should talk about, the content, and not about the failure of technology. Paraflows Conference 2010, Mind and Matter. We divided our international guests in 3 days. We have the first day, technology, the second day, archives, and the third day, networks. Today we want to start with Xinxin from Singapore. But first of all, Thomas Ballhausen. My name is Johannes Grenzwürdner. Back there is Günther Friesinger. He's our co-curator, and that's Thomas Ballhausen. And Thomas Ballhausen will give you a short intro, maybe something like, in German, it would be eine theoretische Klammer of the festival. So we'll give you a short introduction, why we're talking about mind and matter, and why technology, why archives, and why networks.
Well, that's pretty much and a bit new to me, but I'll try that. So welcome to the opening of the conference. When we first talked about the idea of doing something fundamental like mind and matter, I was like, oh yeah, that's great. That sounds so much easier than it really is. We should do that, definitely. Then we started posing questions, because that is what Paraflows does best, not only giving you answers, but also posing you questions and being opening up a space for really serious discussion, for debates even, and bringing all the different disciplines to one table and a few chairs to say, okay, this might work. What are the different angles and perspectives on mind and matter? And we started asking questions ourselves. Even some of them might sound too naive, but what's on your mind? What's the matter? Why do I need my notes? Something like that. And it was pretty clear that there were distinct categories where mind and matter work on a very basic level, sometimes on a more metaphorical level, and can pinpoint back to what you already saw yesterday at the exhibition, or you're going to see at the exhibition if you weren't there. I think that the 3 days together will give something like a short trip through the variety what mind and matter might do for you, or how it can ask I think three things that were on my mind when I wrote on the train here, three things were important to me. One was big questions, because that's what we do best. I already covered that. So fun. I think that science can be fun. If you think about the TED Talks and things like that, I think we can do better, sometimes at least. And I think that Paraflows does that already for a couple of years, and I'm really happy to be one of the co-curators of the ongoing conferences, because that's something, and I work with the Austrian Film Archive, for instance, that's something we are interested in doing and promoting and helping that. And I think we would love to be a partner of the Paraflows, and we will do this for the next couple of thousand years, I guess. And the third thing was staying. So for me, it would be the keyword to leave. But for you, you should be staying. On one hand, the drinks are free. That's something I was asked to tell you. I think that makes the staying part a bit easier. The fun and science part will be, that's the keyword when handing over to you. And the big questions, maybe that's something you can, in a way, jump in for me, because the ongoing discussions will only be ongoing if you will participate when doing so. Enjoy, see you during the conference, and tomorrow evening is a surprise film, a bit of music, a bit of film classics, so maybe you would like to drop by. Okay.
I mean, you're understating. Tomorrow night there will be a silent film show, and you will do the soundtrack. So you're understating yourself. So Thomas Ballhausen tomorrow evening will show a silent film. It's secret. We'll not tell you so far which film we will project, but you are doing the soundtrack. So that's fine. May I introduce our first speaker, Xinxin, from Singapore. She is around media arts for a long, 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 long time. She is a pioneer of media art. She's been doing that for years and years and years. She already showed stuff at Ars Electronica in Linz and wherever. It's pretty interesting to see her resume and all the stuff that she's done before. It's really nice that we have her here today in Vienna. She is really interested in the fundamental stuff. She's highly interested in information theory, mathematics. She's doing sculptures that are just based on formula and stuff like that. Some of her stuff is so fundamental that you're just like, oh my God, that's really beautiful. Some of her things are almost like, I would even call it art naive, some of your drawings and the frogs and all this stuff, but she will talk about that herself and why she's doing it and why she's doing it for such a long time and why she's doing it avoiding any kind of like graphic engines and stuff like that, just like all formulas and a mouse, very purist in a certain sense. So our big purist today, Xinxin, applause.